develop different types of mental disorders if they fail to feel important. So imagine what kind of miracle you can achieve by showing honest appreciation. However, do not confuse honest appreciation with flattery. One is genuine and the other is phony. One comes from the heart, the other from the mouth. One is selfless, the other selfish. One is commonly admired, the other commonly despised. Flattery never works with discerning people. It is shallow, selfish, insincere, and in the long run, destined to fail. So stop thinking about your accomplishments, your wants. Try to figure out the other person's qualities. Then forget flattery. Give genuine appreciation. Be hearty in your approbation and lavish in your praise, and people will cherish your words and seek out your company. How to apply this principle? Next time you're about to gain someone's attention or admiration by giving them a shallow compliment, stop yourself and offer a few words of genuine appreciation instead. For example, instead of making a comment about liking your coworker's new shoes, tell her that you're very impressed by her patience when dealing with tough clients, or mention that her presentation last week gave you some really useful insights and takeaways.